Hi. Yes, please come in. Are you feeling all right? That's good. I've already told your teacher that you'll be missing history class to come talk to me, so you have nothing to worry about there. You're already excused. Please, have a seat. Oh, what was that? Why am I locking the door? It's just that the nature of our conversation is going to be very private. I wouldn't want us getting disturbed. Does this make you uncomfortable? No? Oh, good. I'm very glad. Are you comfortable sitting across from me at the desk like this? I could pull up a chair next to you if you prefer. You're fine? Okay, that's good. Oh, you poor thing. Your eyes are still red. Here, a box of tissues if you need it. Now, I just want you to know, I understand what you're going through. Yes, the hall monitors told me everything. You asked that girl out on a date, and when she turned you down, you went to go cry in the bathroom. Am I right? Oh, that's it. Just let it all out. Take a tissue. Blow. I need you to get it all out of your system, okay? Because once you're done, I need to tell you something very important. Okay? There, there. Feels a bit better after a good cry, doesn't it? Are you ready to listen to me now? I need your full attention for this. Okay? Good. Now, as your high school guidance counselor, it's my job to give you advice, not just about your career or your studies, but also about life. Since you're growing up an only child without a mother, I know that girls are an enigma to you. There's so much about women that you don't understand, isn't there? And the fact that you're a freshman high school boy, your body is going through so many changes. I can't imagine that makes it any easier on you. So, I thought I'd take this time to teach you a little. You know, about women. That way, you might find it easier to cope. Does that sound like a good idea? Great. You know, I can see why you'd be so heartbroken over a girl like her. I really can. She's just the sweetest girl, isn't she? The way she talks, the way she smiles at you. So innocent and warm. I can't even imagine her bearing any ill will towards anyone. It's impossible not to like her. And I can especially see why you'd like her. There's very little that goes on in the school that doesn't catch my eye. I saw, on that day, when she came and sat next to you, when you were all by yourself during lunch, and that time she came to you for help, during study period. You and I both know she doesn't actually need your help, right? She's a smart girl. But you must have mistaken her pity for romantic interest. Oh, you poor thing. I don't blame you for becoming infatuated with her these past few days. Oh, don't try and deny it. It's clear as day. You signed up to be in all the same classes as her. You don't care that people are picking on you for being the only boy in home ec, do you? As long as it means you get to spend more time with her, huh? You've been fantasizing about her, haven't you? Oh yes, you have. Your teachers have been telling me. They always catch you staring out the window, daydreaming. You're imagining a life with her, aren't you? As your love, your girlfriend, your wife. You think about her so much that it's painful to imagine life without her. So today, you decided to not let it just be dreams anymore. You built up the strength to ask her out. Even when you found out she was with her friends, you weren't going to back down. How heartbreaking it must have been. To have all those dreams shattered in a single moment. And the way she turned you down. That didn't make it any easier, did it? Oh, I know. It would have been easy if she'd called you ugly or just laughed at you like all her friends did. But that's not what she did. She put her hand on your shoulder and smiled at you. She said that you were the sweetest guy. She told you that you deserved better than her. She asked if you could still be friends, and you had to hold back the tears as you nodded. I'll bet you barely made it down the hall before you couldn't hold it anymore. Oh, don't cry. Please don't. I need you to listen. Listen very closely. As your guidance counselor, it's my job to tell you the truth. The truth about beautiful girls like her. You need to hear the truth, no matter how hard it may be to accept. Are you listening? Are you ready to hear it? The truth is this. You don't deserve better than her. In fact, you don't even deserve her. The truth is that there are only two types of people in this world. People who are hot and people who are not. The people who are hot get what they want in this world. We get our choice of the sexiest partners. We get promotions and recognitions without even needing to try. And the people who are not, well, they just exist to pick up the scraps. And I think you know which category you fall into. I don't need to spell it out for you. Don't shake your head. Deep down inside, you know it's true. You know that your fantasies with her were just that. Fantasies. You're still shaking your head. Can't accept it, can you? You really think you could have had a life with her? Well then, let me ask you this. In your fantasies, did you ever fuck her? You heard me. Don't look so shocked. We both know you imagined yourself fucking her, didn't you? How did it play out in your mind, Maybe you'd been steadily dating for months. You're snuggling in bed together and she whispers in your ear, I'm ready. She tells you that she wants you to be her first. You undress her because you were such an honorable man. You never once before groped her perky little tits or soft bubble butt. But now she puts them on display for you. You get on top of her, and she pulls her wavy blonde hair to the side so that her hazel eyes can gaze deep into your own. You enter her, and she bleeds for you. She buries her head in your chest as you go in and out of her to the rhythm of her soft, sweet breathing. Well, am I on the mark? Is that how it played out in your little fantasy? I am, aren't I? Don't look away. Look at me. What if I told you that even if she said yes to you today, that the scenario would have never played out? What do I mean? Well, what I mean is you can't take a girl's virginity once it's already been taken. I didn't say she had a boyfriend. I just said that she isn't a virgin anymore. Who? You think you can just sit here and demand to know who it was that took her virginity? You think you deserve to know that? You are a pretentious little prick, aren't you? Well, all right then. Even though you don't deserve to know, I'll tell you anyway. Or, at least I can tell you how it happened. I'd tell you who it was, who took her virginity, but I don't know for sure myself. It was kind of hard to see her with all those guys standing around her. In fact, I don't even think she knows. She was getting fucked from behind, you see. And it's kind of hard to turn your head when there's a dick in your mouth. What am I talking about? I think you can guess. You know she's a cheerleader, right? You know what happens in the locker room after our football team wins a game, don't you? Well then, I'll tell you. You see, this happened just a few weeks ago. Our first win of the season. You know, our varsity football team looks so hot when they strip out of their gear. Their sweat glistening along the contours of their toned muscles. You'd think they'd be exhausted after a game, but you know what gets them going again? The sight of fresh, flowered teenage girl. Oh, she was so eager. She practically leapt onto the bench when she saw all those hunks get undressed. She got on all fours, and then almost lost her balance as her hands reached out to grab the two cocks that came on either side of her. And then, she opened her jaw wide as another player kneeled on the bench in front of her, grabbed her skull, and immediately began fucking her face. Oh, she took it all the way down the throat, right from the get-go. She had no gag reflexes at all. She knew that day was coming and prepared for it, like a good little slut. Now, I couldn't properly see who it was that came up behind her, hiked up her skirt, tore off her little panties, and deflowered her virgin teen pussy. But I suspect it was the quarterback. He's such a hungry young man. And he always gets what he wants. How do I know all of this? Because I was there, you silly boy. Before the players arrived in the locker room, I was already there with her. My lube-soaked fingers delving down her tight little asshole. You heard me. She got fucked in her ass just minutes after losing her vaginal virginity. I'll bet you never fucked her ass in your fantasies, did you? Of course not. How could you? You're such a nice guy. A white knight. Let me tell you something. Girls don't want a white knight. We want a man who's hung like a horse. One that'll rearrange our guts as they plunge every inch of their thick, veiny cocks into us. You should have seen it. It was such a beautiful sight. One minute, she's a virgin, and the next, she was being plugged airtight in all three of her holes. I was so proud of her. But the sight was hot. I couldn't resist joining in. Oh, those boys are half my age, but they could carry me. One of them came up behind me and lifted me, holding my legs up against my shoulders as he sank my asshole down onto his cock. And that's when the quarterback came over to me. A wad of cum was dangling from his tip. He must have already came inside of her, but he was still rock hard. And nothing gets me hotter than a hot, built teen boy who's young, dumb, and full of cum. I didn't see who it was who was carrying me from behind, but I could tell from how deep he was in my ass that it must have been the tight end player. His huge, black cock was certainly all the way to the end of my tight asshole. He didn't move once he got balls deep into me. He just held me there. It made my pussy all the tighter for the quarterback, who, at that point, was ravishing it. It certainly would have never been as tight as her virgin holes were, but it was enough for him. After bringing me to a shuddering orgasm, he came inside me. You know, I don't know about her, but I was ovulating that day. Can you imagine if we're both carrying one of his children? Are you all right there? Your breathing is getting a little heavy. That look in your eyes, is that a look of rage? Disgust? No, those aren't it. It's jealousy, isn't it? No, that's not it. So you're telling me you're not jealous of the quarterback? He got to take the one thing you wanted in this world more than anything else. Her virginity. And you're telling me you're not the slightest bit jealous of him? Oh, wait. I know. You're probably telling yourself you don't care if you're not the one to take her virginity. As long as you remain her friend and play the long con, she'll come to you once you're both grown and she's ready to settle down. Girls might make mistakes when they're young, but they always come running back to the nice guy. You know? Yes. I know that's what you're thinking. It's a common coping mechanism among beta males such as yourself. First of all, let's not kid ourselves. You are bothered that you're not the one to take her virginity. Because we both know there's nothing in this world that compares to the delicious, hot tightness of a virgin teen girl. And the only people that get to experience that tightness are almost always alpha males. Betas such as yourself can only hope for stretched, well-used pussies. If any at all. Now, let me tell you something. In this world, it's not what you know, it's who you know. You may have the good grades, but the quarterback has an uncle that owns a hedge fund. He doesn't even have to study to be set for life. He'll be making bank by the day and fucking sluts by night, while you spend those nights in the campus computer lab struggling to finish your thesis. Oh, what's wrong? Did I strike a nerve? Was that too hard to swallow? Well, that's my job, to teach you how to swallow the hard truths about the world. It's not my job to make you feel better. If it was, I could tell you something like, there's plenty of other fish in the sea. But that wouldn't be true. There may be plenty of other girls out there besides her, but they would never go out with someone like you. You're going to remain a virgin forever, till the day you die. Yes, that's it. I've never seen you like this before. Slamming my desk like that, leaping up from your chair, that scowl on your face, you know I'm right. And there's nothing you can say. All of those pent-up emotions are manifesting on your face. Well, on your face and somewhere else. Looks like my story about her has gotten you pretty hard, hasn't it? I could even see your boner before. You tried to hide it while you were sitting down, but now that you're up so suddenly, that little bulge in your shorts is so easy to see. Well, I'll tell you what. Even though it's not in my job description, I'm going to counsel you. Not by lying to you or hiding the truth from you, but there are other ways for me to pacify you. You've got a pretty good view of my cleavage from standing there, don't you? Would you like to see more of these luscious, natural breasts? I know you do. You keep glancing at my chest since you walked in. I know you like them. They're much bigger than hers. Let me just undo a few buttons. Oh my. Look at you. Your jaw's wide open. You've never seen this much cleavage in your real life before, have you? Well, you better take a nice long look, because you'll never see something like this again. Oh, you'll see plenty of skanks out there in low-cut tops. But we don't wear those for you. We wear those skimpy clothes for the alpha males that could make us their bitch with just their cocks if they wanted to. If you were to ever stare at a woman cleavage, we'd slap you across the face and call you a pervert before reporting you to HR and make you unemployable for the rest of your life. Are you listening to me? Or are you still lost in my cleavage? This isn't enough for you, is it? You want more. Well, all right. I'll show you mine. If you show me yours. Take your little cocklet out. Let me see it. Yes, right now. Remember, you'll never get another chance to see real boobs for the rest of your life. Is your dignity worth preserving over a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity? Oh my, it's tiny, isn't it? Were you just in the pool or something? It's actual size? No shrinkage? And you're hard. I can't imagine what it'd look like flaccid. Come on. Try to get it harder for me. Stroke it. Stroke yourself to your guidance counselor, you little bitch boy. Is it hot watching me undo these buttons? You've never had a woman undress for you before, and you never will again. Don't stroke so fast. You aren't allowed to come without my permission. You wouldn't want to get expelled for whipping out your willy in front of your guidance counselor, would you? I thought not. Oh yes, it feels so good to finally get out of that pesky dress shirt. Do you like this bra? It's the quarterback's favorite. I know. It may sound pointless to spend so much time bra shopping when he always just rips it off me within seconds of seeing it. But I have to make my baby daddy happy, don't I? Let me just get this unhooked. There. Don't you dare stroke any faster. Bad sissy boy. No matter how supple my naked breasts look, we wouldn't want you to come early, would we? That's it. Stroke it gently. Stroke it while I play with them. You know, multiple pregnancies and years of breastfeeding have made them sag even more. I bet you I could get this nipple into my mouth. Want me to try? Delicious. It's a shame you'll never know what a boob tastes like. I heard that your mother died giving birth to you. Oh, you poor boy. Even as a baby, you never got to feel a breast. It makes me feel so sorry for you. Almost enough to give you a feel of my own boobs, Almost. But not quite. But I'll give you something else. My little cock tease. I wouldn't want you to leave my office without getting a good look at a dripping wet pussy. Would you like that? Let me just roll my chair back. Then I'll put my legs up on my desk and spread them so you can get a good look. Can you see? What if I hike my short little dress skirt up? There. Now you can see, can't you? These lacy white panties. They're not the quarterback's favorite. He's never seen these before. When he fucks me, he doesn't pull my panties down or to the side. He tears them off of me. I have to walk home commando. It's costing me a fortune replacing my panties every time. I need to start saving up if I want to be able to afford baby products in 9 months. Mm-hmm. Can you see how soaked they are already? Just thinking about what those horny teen boys are going to do to me after school has gotten me all worked up. Oh my, I'm even dripping down my thigh. I'm such a naughty guidance counselor, aren't I? Want me to show you just how naughty I am? Yes, you can see. I'll just pull my panties to the side. See this pussy? It's so open and well-fucked. You can see into it a good ways, can't you? If you put that little cock inside here, I bet you wouldn't even feel it. The girth of it isn't even enough to touch the inner walls of my pussy. Would you like that? Would you like to stick your pathetic virgin cock inside me? I'll tell you what, my little stroker slave. I want you to come for me, right now, from where you're standing. Point at me, right at the opening of my pussy. And if you can land any of your cum inside of me, I'll let you fuck me. You wanna try? Not so fast. Don't you dare take one step forward. Stay right where you are and stroke. Stroke yourself until you come for your guidance counselor. Yes, that's it. Keep stroking. Faster. I'll play with myself too. You see what this is? This little bead. It's called my clit. It's the main source of female pleasure. Did you know that? Of course you didn't, you little wuss. During all that time you spent fantasizing about her, I'll bet you never once googled how to please a woman. You've only fantasized about pleasing yourself. You're not the nice guy you think you are. You know, deep down, if you were hot and as hung as the quarterback, you'd be doing all the things he does to the girls. But you'll never be as hot as him. You'll never be anything more than just a little bitch. Oh, yes. Your breathing is getting so heavy. Being called a bitch turns you on, doesn't it? You've accepted your fate, haven't you? Good. Then my work here is done. Come for me. Oh, come. Let out all of that sissy boy cum. Show me what those meager little balls are capable of. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Is that it? Is that really the best you can do? Such a small, pitiful load for a high schooler who's just gone through puberty. The first strand barely made it halfway across my desk. And it's so thin and watery. You must jack off a lot to your fantasies with her, don't you? Well, it looks like you lose, kiddo. No guidance counselor pussy for you today. Too bad. Now clean this mess up. No. What are you grabbing a tissue for? I meant clean it up with your mouth, you little fag. Yes? Just like that. Such an obedient little slave. That's it. You missed a spot over here. There you go. No, you're not done yet. The last few drops fell on the floor. Get on your knees and lap it up. Now stand back up. Open your mouth and show it to me. Good boy. Don't swallow it yet. Savor it. Oh, a little more. Good boy. Swallow. Now say thank you, mistress. Yes. You're learning. Now for tomorrow, I'm going to tell your teachers that you took a mental health day, and I want you to spend all day tomorrow under my desk, serving this pussy. And if you do a good job, maybe, just maybe, the next time we have one of our locker room sessions with the football team, I'll let you sit in the corner and watch. Would you like that? Good. Now get the fuck out of my office.